Hello, how are you doing, Miss Nasim? I hope you're doing good, and I hope that you're having fun in the north part of Iran. Okay, so I'm living there, and as a person in Resht, as a citizen in Resht, actually, I don't go to nature. I don't use nature that much, but because we have countryside, and usually when I go there, I have the things that you mentioned, even the countryside of Rash is very, it has fresh weather, fresh atmosphere, and everything is cool. The sounds that you mentioned, of course, the sound of sea or winds on the trees. So yeah, of course, I love it too because they're so meditative in some ways. You can just close your eyes and just listen to these sounds and feel very, very comfortable and very happy. And you talk about pollution. Yes, of course, unfortunately, Tehran is a city that a lot of people go there because they want a job. Because the payment in Iran, in Tehran, is very higher. It's higher than, other part of the country. For example, in Rajshahi, the regular payment for regular salary for each person is about 1 million dirham, but of course in Tehran it's not like that. Maybe it starts with 1 million and half or 2 millions. So that's why lots of people go there, and there usually you can see lots of traffic jams and lots of crowded place, and there's no calmness in there. So that's the reason that Tehran has these kind of problems. And of course, unfortunately, the people who's responsible to clean the weather there are do something at least. They're not doing anything. So that's the reason that Tehran has lots of pollution, and the situation is terrible, and it's gonna be terrible. It's gonna be more terrible than that. And of course, in Rash, we have at the moment, still Rash is very clear. It has a fresh weather, and everything is good. But maybe in the future, Rash will be like Tehran. I don't know, because there are lots of people. There are a lot of people here, and of course, some people because of the deficit of water, they're coming to north part of the country, and which is terrible. If they migrate to north part of the country, so north will be terrible. And of course, the thing that I wanna discuss is that yes, travel is amazing, and unfortunately, I know that you're a good and kind person, but unfortunately, lots of people, especially people from other part of Iran, they usually come and ruin the nature of the north, and they just leave. They don't care. They just throw lots of trashes and make the nature terrible, and they just go, and they don't care because they just say, okay, we are here for 1 week and then bye, and we don't care. So I've seen lots of these kind of people, especially in across the seas. If you see them, they just they throw trashes in the sea, and it's terrible. The thing, the scene is very terrible. So about the experience, about the breathing, I talked about this in the past. Of course, breathing is something that, if you just look at it in a philosophical way, God breathed into soil and human was created, right? So everything starts with breathing. As I said, breathing is very important. If you feel bored, if you feel not concentrated, you can't focus anymore, just breathe, breathe and breathe, and you will wash away the stress of yours. You will wash away your boredom. You will feel much, much comfortable, and you will be super happy. Of course, breathing is something that we have to take into consideration. About the experience of traveling, actually, I'm not a fan of, you know, traveling that much, because I'm living in North, so I don't usually go to other places. I went to Mashhad several times. I think the last time I went there was I was 18, so it's been about 4 years. I haven't gone anywhere, so I haven't experienced traveling. But still, traveling is very good, especially as you said, you know, you can learn a lot of things, because in Iran we have lots of places that we don't know about, right? So because at the moment I like to see Shiraz, I like to see Isfahan, so I like to visit there and, you know, see lots of great places in this side of the country. So unfortunately I haven't got any chance to go there yet, but in the future I will go and watch the great things and see the great things in Iran. So because that's why we have to take these kind of things into consideration and understand the country better. So and about recording the things that you mentioned about recording, you know, record something. I'm not a fan of recording. I hate recording because recording, for me, I prefer to live in the moment. I'm sure if I record something, I won't go back and watch it again. But I'm not saying I won't record anything, because yeah, maybe if I go there, maybe I'll take one or two pictures and that's all. Because in the future, I know that if I see the pictures, I can remember those great memories that I had back in those days. And I'm sure lots of my friends, they usually record lots of scenes. And of course, when I go out, I'll prefer to be with someone. So I don't like to go out alone. And yeah, that's it. I think enough. I talked enough. So thank you so much. Great topic. I really enjoyed it. And look forward to hear more from you. Bye.